WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
For him.
I knew you'd come.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back. 'Cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that this story ends.
Then only for a minute.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And wherever you're listening to us today, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. This is the pre-recorded show because, yes, I have gone out of town on vacation for family reasons. All good, I promise. So yeah, I can't be here to do a live show, so that's why we're both here doing the pre-recorded version. Because we love you guys so much. If you don't know who I am, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. This is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're doing a show. It's not live. It's airing at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com. You can normally tweet us at wildtalkradio, rackradioshow, or at Lynn's War when we do it live, but you can tweet us, you know, whenever you want, 24/7 at those addresses. You can follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTRLive, so you know when we are live doing the show every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. But no, we're pre-recorded. We're here to do all the work, giving you all the SmackDowns, the NXTs, the news you can handle as it's WrestleMania season.
It is WrestleMania season. We do have a lot to get into today, tonight, whatever the time is, wherever you are. So we're going to jump right into it. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So can we just talk about the Bray Wyatt news?
No.
But I want to. There's actually news about Bray Wyatt
We'll save that before. We'll save that. We'll save that. Anticipation. Let it build. Let people just. We're talking Bray Wyatt here in the first segment.
Yay! We're actually talking about Bray Wyatt. I don't have to like sneak him in. I can just, you know, outright, you know. By the way, USA. I have to say this real quick. USA and Xfinity, and I'm pretty sure WWE have been listening to my Skype conversations, possibly again, I don't know. Or they just listen to this show. Either way, they know I'm thirsty because I go to watch SmackDown on my app, and hey, guess whose favorite cult leader is the picture up at the top? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they did that to me today. That was so incredibly rude. Appreciated, but rude.
It was an old picture, too.
Don't judge.
I'm just saying, it was an old picture.
No.
I'm just saying.
When was the last time they actually had him there to get a new picture?
Oh, but this predates all the new pictures. This, he was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a hat.
Okay.
Just saying. It's old.
He's wearing the OG look. It's all right.
It's the OG skin available in the Fortnite item shop. When you're in the Fortnite item shop, use code ROCKINSUCK in the Fortnite item shop. And, you know, support us. Hello.
You're such a whore.
Just like the person you want to talk about here in a little bit.
Yep. Yep. All in a good way, I promise.
I tied that all together. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anyway, let's jump into the news because we do have a couple big stories this week. Thankfully, there is nothing like major, nothing majorly sad. It's all happy news, more or less. So there's a couple quick notes on WrestleMania, or not quick, but quick-ish notes. First one is that the WrestleMania pre-show will, as always, be on the USA Network from 6 to 7 p.m. So yay for that. Everybody gets the part of the pre-show for free, and then it flips over to the main show.
Yeah, but so here's the point of the program in a week, in 10 days. All right, I'm going to be an internet fan. I can't believe so-and-so matches airing on the pre-show on the USA Network. Gosh, I wish they were on the main show, but they're going to be seen by more people on the pre-show because it's on the USA Network. Gosh, complain. Arg. Typing on Twitter. Complaining. Lol. Continue. That's what will happen. You know this.
Oh, I know. That's the way it always happens.
That's how this goes. Just getting it out of the way 10 days early.
Yep. Yep. It's a thing. Also, we should talk about, well, I think Elias got bumped in terms of being the top performer at WrestleMania or the main eventer.
He's the main attraction. She's just doing one of the songs.
She's still a bigger name than he is.
I understand this, but he's going to be the main attraction. She's just playing someone to the right.
She's still a bigger name. Anyway.
I don't disagree. I'm just stating facts.
I know that, but she's still a bigger name.
But who is that?
Joan Jett is going to play Ronda Rousey to the ring. That's pretty, pretty cool.
Oh, it is awesome. WWE put out a video of Ronda mentioning that Joan Jett's going to be performing, and she was fangirling.
She was so excited. It was kind of cute. Because she didn't know when they told her, and she's like, oh my god, that's awesome! So yeah, so that'll be very, very cool to see Joan Jett perform live.
Yes.
Also, congratulations are offered to the Hart Foundation. Jim Hart, Neidhart, and Bret Hart will be going into the Hall of Fame this year, so congratulations to them. This will make Bret Hart a 2-time Hall of Famer and Jim Neidhart a 1-time Hall of Famer, first time. And they made Natty cry on Raw, which is not nice, but she was very overwhelmed and grateful and proud that her father will be forever a Hall of Famer.
So this is the year where we have Hall of Famers who will be going in twice, and that's three of them. Shawn, Bret, and Booker T. Interesting.
Three-peat. Okay. All right.
Interesting is the best phrase I can say about that. Interesting.
It's star-studded.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Sucka.
Moving on, WWE has also opened their charity auction event that they do around WrestleMania every year. There's some pretty cool items on there, so you may want to go check it out, put in a bid, although I'm pretty sure the bids are pretty astronomical already.
We need to talk about some of them.
I want to go to Davenport, Iowa and have coffee with Seth Rollins. I'm not going to lie. Like, I would actually probably bid on that. I don't know if I want to go garden with Daniel Bryan in Arizona.
But you can garden with Daniel Bryan. That's
is he going to be, like, nice, or is he going to be like he is on TV? Because if he's not going to be nice, I don't want to be with him. I don't want to deal with him, because I'll probably throw something at him.
It is probably total Bella's Daniel Bryan.
Okay, if it's total Bella's Daniel Bryan, I can live with that.
It's a 30-minute meet and greet, apparently. I would assume it's longer than that.
You know, honestly, I would hope it would be longer than that, because it's like some of these bids get like really, really up into like the thousands of dollars. When I say thousands, I mean I'm like tens of thousands of dollars, depending on what it is. Like you can actually meet Vince and sit down with Vince, I believe, or he gives you a tour or something like that. Like, you know, that's going to go pretty high because it's like that. It's an opportunity to get one-on-one with Vince McMahon. How many people get that opportunity? So, especially outside of WWE. So yeah, it's like for some of this stuff, it's like, I don't know if I want it to be like just 30 minutes. I would really want it to be a few hours. Like, actually, and I know this is the person donating their time, but it's like, it would be cool to hang out for a few hours. members, especially if you guys like click together and you can just like hang out and do cool stuff. But I don't know.
You can have lunch with Becky Lynch. You can meet Ronda Rousey. You can take a tour of the warehouse. You can... Wasn't there one where Becky Lynch can tweet for you?
Yeah, she takes over your Twitter account.
I mean...
I thought about it, y'all. I honestly thought about it really, really hard. I was like, But it was already up, I think, to like $1,000 by the time I saw it. And I was like, no, I don't have that kind of money. But yeah, it's there are some interesting ones on there. There's a standard. You can get tickets to WrestleMania. You get tickets to an event. You can meet Hunter. You can meet Stephanie. You can meet Vince. Personally, I thought the tour with a WWE superstar and the historian at the warehouse was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, that was another one where I was like, should I bid on it? And then I was like, no. Because, again, it was already in the thousands by the time I saw it. Like, all these were in the thousands, more or less, by the time I saw them. But, yeah, I mean, they've got some really unique things this year. It's not kind of the standard stuff that you see. Like, I think one of them is you can do a Celtic workout with Sheamus.
There's a tea party with Lacey Evans.
It's just stuff like that that is cool. I think the Bellas are doing one where you do a meet and greet with the Bellas.
With their wine.
Like, you get to tour the vineyard and you get to sample the wine and all that stuff. So that's cool. Very out of the box this year. So, yeah. So if you have the money.
Oh, there's one. Yeah, if you have the money, go do it. There was also one with the CFO. They would create entrance music for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool, but I'd still be like, you replaced Jim Johnston.
Yes, but hey, you would have personalized entrance music.
You would, but it'd be like...
And your own, you get to produce your own, get your own entrance music and WWE to produce your own entrance video. I mean, that's not bad.
Can I trade that for, can I just get access to your server for like 2 hours? Like your image asset server? Can I just have access to that for a few hours just to poke around?
Just to have a look around, like a little bit, please? Kinda, sorta?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I would love to get access to that image server. I don't think anybody realizes how happy that would make me if I could just like run around that server for an hour or two. Yeah, that would make my day for sure.
That's it. Just an hour or two. Anyway.
Just an hour or two. That's all I need to get everything and a really high speed internet connection or a really massive external drive. Either will work.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on from WWE, we have one outside note real quick that we have to mention, and this is a not so happy story, and that is that Lucha Underground has settled their lawsuit with their talent for the 6 wrestlers that were, I believe, suing them, and they have granted their releases.
So it is kind of a happy note because now they're free to work elsewhere.
A happy note for the talent. It's not a happy note for Lucha Underground.
But there may not be any more Lucha Underground, so like, the talent was stuck. Their Lucha Underground is not signed on for another season. So their talent has nowhere to work. And like for them, it's like, we should be able to go work elsewhere. On the flip side, you signed the contract. You should already know what was going on. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
There is that.
So congratulations to them as they move forward in their career. And hopefully Lucha Underground can get things straightened out and get another season. So now can we talk about it?
No, there's one more note.
Oh, right. Blame Brent.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Flip Gordon has re-injured his knee.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He suffered an MCL injury a few weeks ago. He was on the comeback trail. He was announced for shows, then re-injures the MCL. Could be out a few more months, all things pending. Further details. So there you go. That sucks.
That does suck.
Yeah, so there's that. So now, with that, are you ready to talk about it?
We're not doing NXT, we're doing Bray Wyatt.
But...
No. You said I had to wait to the end.
How did you know?
I know you. I can hear it in your voice. Your finger is sitting on the button.
It was sitting on the button to hit the NXT rundown bumper.
I know you. That's why.
It was legitimately, I moved it down below the brain blend one. And I was about ready to hit it. Legitimately, that's what I was going to do.
Yeah, I know him.
Very well, too well. So it's the one brain thing. That was really inside the brain on that one.
Yeah, that was. It's
all right, go talk about it. Let's get this over with.
Okay, so there's 2 Bray Wyatt stories, y'all. He has resurfaced in weird ways this week.
Yeah, we had one listed the day before, and then we're taping this on a Wednesday. Then other stuff happened.
So we're going to talk about the other news, because the news that broke today, because this is actually legit big news. And then the other thing is just randomness. So the big news, and it is connected to Bray Wyatt, because they're together, is that JoJo is pregnant.
Say what?
She's probably about 6 months pregnant, give or take, because the due date is in June. So if you backtrack it, you can kind of figure out when the baby was conceived. So she's probably about 6 months pregnant.
Which me and Lindsay figured from day one.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been calling this since like fall. She's pregnant. But anyway, not judging. So congratulations to her and to Bray on their bouncing baby, who is... I'm not quite sure how to say the name. They did give out the name, and I think it's just Nash, but it's spelled K-N-A-S-H. So is it Kunash? Nash?
Big Sexy Nash. Big Daddy Cool Kanash.
It's different?
It's different. Bray Wyatt is a Kevin Nash fan. Figure that out.
And there's nothing wrong. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, he was named after his uncle, so.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
So maybe it's a family thing. I don't know. But yeah, so congratulations to both of them as they are getting ready to welcome a baby together. So that's really sweet. And now we're going to talk about the other thing, which is really, 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 really super duper weird. So the guy that does all the barber work for WWE put out a tweet where he showed him basically cutting Bray Wyatt's hair, of all things. Like, randomly, one day, out of the blue, this picture shows up. There's Bray sitting in the maestro chair with the cape and everything. The dude is shaving the sides of Bray's head. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're all following. Also, they tackled the mangy beard. So the beard is, like, shorter now, and it's more sculpted. And I'm going to say this. The beard looks so much better. Oh, my God. It looks so much better. Thank you. The hair is essentially, it's the Braun Strowman haircut where he's just got like the crown of his head has hair, but the back, he still has the dreads. So they like shave the sides and they shave the underside. So pretty much his entire skull is more or less exposed, and they got rid of all the dreads except for that one like crown piece of hair. I'm not sure if I like it or hate it. I don't know. And I know it's not for my right to render an opinion on this, but I'm very sensitive to wrestlers' hair.
Go back in the archives, first year of the rack.
Yeah, where I talk about the Undertaker's hair and I more or less cry about the Undertaker's hair for like a year, where the man shaved his head and got a faux hawk and it was very upsetting. Anyway, I'm still traumatized. We don't talk about it. Moving on.
That whole year, there are a couple of things that have been in periods of months we just don't talk about.
That's one of them. Still to this day, I don't see any hair under that hood.
I remember that. Anyway.
It's Hairgate. Oh, that's the thing.
Yeah. Anyway. So
back to Bray's hair. It's the Braun Strowman look. There, it's like from the first picture, it was like, I don't know about this. And then there was another picture that appeared that you kind of saw him more to the side and it looked better. Like, I've seen different pictures of it and it's like, okay, this maybe isn't so bad, but I just don't know. Like, I have to see it in action because it could be really cool for him, because all the dude has apparently done for 7 months is get tattoos. So he's got a nice new one going up the back of his neck, and I'm probably wagering that by the time he comes back, he's going to have them on the side of his head too. So this could be really good for him. It could be really bad. Either way, he's reinventing himself, which is a really strong sign that maybe possibly he's getting ready to come back. We are 2 weeks out or a week out at this point from WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really, really hoping this is a strong sign that he's going to, I don't know, reappear. Possibly in a battle royal. That would be nice. But yeah, so check him out. You can Google the pictures if you want to see him. It doesn't look bad. The only thing is, for me, he needs to tan his head, because his face is really, really tan and the rest of his body is really, really tan because he's been out in the sun. And then it's like, because he's shaved, and like, when I mean shaved, I mean like completely clean shaven. The boy has no hair on the sides of his head. Pretty sure they waxed it. Could be wrong. No, I mean, there's, like, nothing. Like, it is, they like, took it down all the way down to the scalp.
Oh, I know. I saw the picture.
But he because he has no hair, there's a difference in skin tone. So he's, like, his face is really, really tan, and then his head is just white.
Always so, get, you can always get a spray tan.
You can always get a spray tan, but, you know, it just, you know, tan your skull, which sounds really hardcore, but tan your skull, Bray. Just tan your skull and it'll be fine. So, yeah, so that's all the news that's fit to print, which means I'm officially on Bray Wyatt watch for the next week. Yay! And then I'll be very sorely disappointed and I'll cry about it on the show after WrestleMania. So everybody gets to look forward to that. So, NXT?
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So the show had Gargano and Adam Cole going back and forth, taking shots at one another, both arguing about who should be the champion back and forth, and really good stuff between the two. They both had some nice little lines and catchphrases in there, and Johnny Wrestling always talked about how he's, you know, Mr. Takeover, and Adam Cole's like, NXT Takeover, he don't care about that, but NXT Takeover will be undisputed. It's good promo, good back and forth. It was good to see Adam Cole get a long promo, because he doesn't usually get... He gets promos, but it's been a while since we've had a nice long promo from him, and especially by himself. I enjoyed it.
It was good. It was really good. I like the feud between these two. I like the energy and the difference in them, where you have, again, Johnny Wrestling. And you have Adam Cole, who's like really kind of sort of sleazy. He's a little greasy. He's just that very cocky heel. And then there's Johnny, who's the polar opposite of Adam Cole. So there's a really nice juxtaposition going on here that I love.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. You had Vanessa Bourne and Aaliyah taking on Lacey Lane and Casey Catanzaro. This matchup ended in a no contest when Shayna and the girls decided to make their way to the ring and attack Lacey Lane. And then Casey, the heels, bailed. And Shayna choked out Casey and basically went up to the commentator and said, this is going to continue to happen if she keeps getting mistreated. It was good. It was enjoyable. It was, you're positioning Baszler as a loose cannon, kind of, who's sort of trying to make it known she's the champ, and she wants some respect.
I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so this is good. So I like it. At least they're doing something with Shayna, and she's not just sitting in the back.
Yeah. Like, the feud for the who's going to fight her for the title is a feud between the three other women. And they're all feuding to be who should be champion, so they're doing off their own little thing, and then you have Shayna doing her thing, and it sort of, it works in a weird
way. It does work.
In a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Riddle beat Kona Reeves. You had the Velvet. Bro, it's lit. Then you had the Velveteen Dream watching on, which was interesting. He was on a couch watching it all.
He wasn't on just a couch. He had a whole setup.
Yeah, he did. He had this nice velvety couch and everything like that. And he told Matthew that they're going to battle at the NXT TakeOver. Bro.
Bro. I have so many comments about Matthew Riddle that I cannot say on this show because they're really obscene. Yeah. So, I've said them to people in private, though, and they agree with me. So, we'll go with that. Moving on.
And then we have the finals of the Dusty Classic. The Forgotten Sons versus Ricochet and Aleister Black. Aleister Black and Ricochet win a hard-fought battle. And the winners of the Dusty Rhodes Classic, we had a stare down with the War Raiders. Takeover, the all-do battle.
Dude, this is going to be so good.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be so, so good. Ricochet and Aleister are going to lose, but it's going to be so much fun to watch.
Speaking of NXT TakeOver, next week on the show, when we're back live at 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to do the NXT TakeOver New York preview, and we should have an intern, the assistant to the assistant regional analyst, and hopefully the NXT analyst on the show.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can't round up the boys and
do a little preview,
but we'll have to see because it's all schedule pending kind of stuff. So I say we take our only break of this show, and when we come back, we're going to do Tweet of the Week and SmackDown. We'll let you know all the exciting events on SmackDown because, yes, folks, stuff did happen. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Back to the top. See the sun.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stage.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/rackradioshow. Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rap Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. Brought to reference over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And we're back. And that means one thing. Tweet of the week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Brazers. WWE tweets out Breaking, WrestleMania 35 will feature the first ever women's main event when Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte will battle for the Raw Women's Championship. Bracers replies, congrats, you guys figured out what we learned 15 years ago. Build around the ladies and the fellas will come. WWE got owned by a porn site. I just don't even know.
Yep.
And this next one's kind of meme, but it's also really freaking hilarious. So, we talked about Bray Wyatt and JoJo's baby earlier. Somebody reacted to the news as follows. Nash. And we all remember the spelling. K-N-A-S-H. So it's just Nash. And then it's K-Nash. Kevin Nash. Baby tears its quad upon delivery. It's awful.
It's awful. It's horrible. But perfect.
It's so spot on.
Yep.
I applaud. The person's name was Burrito, by the way.
Yep. I saw that. Yep. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay, Matt Hardy. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ronald. I have to put some distance between us. Nobody loves a fat Hardy. And it's a picture of Matt Hardy sitting next to a statue of Ronald McDonald. Because everyone remembers Fat Hardy.
Yep.
Then there's Becky Lynch. Ronnie is very quiet around these parts lately. Wonder why. Someone named Sarah Nicole goes, too busy with her husband and goats, to be honest. Becky goes, if she wants to spend time with a goat, she should invite me around for Din Din.
Oh, Becky.
And that's Tweet of the Week.
Alrighty, well, let's do us some SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So, to sum up last week's SmackDown, right? The ending.
Mm-hmm.
Outrage, 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 outrage. Oh my god, outrage, 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 outrage. Right?
Mm-hmm.
To sum up this week's first hour of SmackDown, outrage, 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 outrage. Am I wrong?
You weren't wrong. So, essentially, this week's SmackDown starts with the New Day coming out to address the situation last week and how they're very upset because they want to be serious for a moment about how Kofi's being treated.
Quote Lance Storm.
And,
unquote Lance Storm.
Yes, quote unquote Lance Storm. And so they have decided that in protest for how Kofi's being treated and in an attempt to get him in the main event where he deserves to be, they are going to potentially quit. Everybody boos, everybody's upset. But they're doing it in solidarity for Kofi because they love Kofi so much and they want to get him to where he deserves to be. And they just can't stand to see him be screwed over like he has been continually over the last few weeks. Which, that's fair. That's them being good friends. Like you do.
They're brothers.
And, huh?
They're brothers.
They're brothers. Yes, at this point they're brothers. They're not even friends. They're family. And you stand up for your family. So that's what they're doing. And basically they give Vince a chance to come out and essentially try to stop them. So it's like if Vince gives them what they want, they won't quit. So they call out Vince McMahon. They're prepared to stand there all night. Vince comes out and he's basically like, WTF, you really think I'm going to let you quit? I don't think so. But all right, you have a problem. So let's go ahead. Let's hear it. Come on, lay it on me, man. Lay it on me. And right before they can tell him, out comes Daniel Bryan.
He's like, no, no, this ain't happening. No, he's a B-plus player. No, he don't deserve it. Yada, yada, yada. No. Pretty much.
And essentially, Vince tells Kofi, all right, look, you've run out of chances. I'm done with you. I've already decided you're not worth my time. But your friends here, your friends, they haven't pissed me off yet. So here's what we're going to do. If Xavier and Big E can run a gauntlet of tag teams and beat them all, Kofi goes into the main event with Daniel Bryan.
Very simple.
Very, very simple. And there wasn't a stipulation if they lost, right?
No, he was out. That's it.
So I will say this was good. This was a nice way to like right the wrong, essentially, that was done last week for a lot of people. My only thing is it feels like Vince was either like early or late or he was missing his cues or something was going on with Vince because he was just a little off.
Vince doesn't want to be on television anymore, but he's forcing himself to be on television and he's not motivated to be on television. You can tell.
He doesn't want to be the evil boss.
He doesn't want to be on TV anymore, but to make the story that they're trying to tell work, he's on television. So like any good boss, he's on television doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. That's why his promos feel off, because it's not...
He don't want to be there.
He don't want to be there anymore. But he's doing it because he has to at this point, because the other McMahons are busy in other stories, and this is the story he's been told to do, and this is what they agreed upon when they brought him back. It's like, he didn't have to come back on TV, but they felt like he needed to be back on TV, so this is what he's doing. Are they the best Vince promos ever? No. Are they the worst? No. By all means, they're not the worst. You could just tell he's getting out of his stuff. And done.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So let's continue with the Kofi stuff and the new stuff. Because then we'll get to outrage, outrage, outrage. So they ran the gauntlet. They beat a bunch of teams, including, they beat the Bar.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Nakamura, Rusev, Gallows, and Anderson. They beat Gallows and Anderson in 55 seconds. So it's like, yep, all the rumors of them on their way out. Yep.
Probably true.
Yep. Then you had the Usos come out and be like, man, we love you guys. And after seeing Big E get put through a table, we're like, nah, man, we respect you and the fans too much. We forfeit.
Yeah, they're like, tell Kofi we said good luck, and they forfeit.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, yep, we go to break, we come back, and then Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan make their way to the ring. They're the final boss, they're the final team, and they get Eric Rowan trapped underneath the 500-pound announce table.
Like you do.
And he gets counted out. So your winners, the New Day. Kofi Kingston's going to WrestleMania. There was like 2 minutes left. And we're like, just end now. Twitter's like, come on, end the show.
Yeah, just end the show. End the show. Right now.
And then Caleb winds up talking to Vince. And they're like,
we're like, shut up.
Don't break the microphone in the face. Just no. He's like, yeah, he won. He's in. All right, cool. I'm out.
Yeah, Vince is like, okay, I'm done. Bye.
He's in. So there you go.
There it is. I really liked how they did the stuff with the Usos, where it's that sign of respect, where it's like, okay, all right, look, we've had our battles over the years. We respect you. We like you. We want to see Kofi go to Mania. So, hey, guess what? We're going to make sure Kofi goes to Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really nice, nice touch and show of respect. And the SmackDown ends with Kofi coming out and celebrating with New Day. You have all the face roster come out, and they're cheering on, and they're so excited. Everybody's clapping and super happy for Kofi, because after 11 years, he's going to face Daniel Bryan for the title at WrestleMania, which is pretty damn exciting.
It's really cool. So he gets his moment.
He's going to get his moment, which is I love. So congratulations to Kofi.
Okay. Forgot, there's one more thing before outrage.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, we're going to get to outrage, 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 outrage. So The Miz came out, he had a challenge for Shane McMahon. He wanted to add something to their matchup. He talked about how everything that happened was very personal to him, and he wants to challenge Shane McMahon to a Falls Count Anywhere match. Shane McMahon comes out with security, Shelton Benjamin, Primo Cologne, and hey, look, it's Saturday. They remember they exist. Shane McMahon says this is for security to protect The Miz, and basically said that, you know, he's the best in the world, and, well, his parents may have a big regret, because his father's greatest mistake, his only regret looking up at the picture was that he didn't do more harm to his father, Miz's father, for his greatest mistake, and that was impregnating his mother. Miz lost it, goes after all the security, goes after the wrestlers, and there you go. It was good. So, they had to Falls Count Anywhere because they can't do No Holds Barred because Triple H got No Holds Barred. But they could do Falls Count Anywhere, which means Shane can jump off of something.
Please don't.
He can jump off of something.
Please don't.
Or at least they can use weapons. Anyway, so there's that. But then, now we should talk about outrage. Outrage, outrage, outrage.
Okay, so, randomly, Charlotte Flair gets a title shot against Asuka 2 weeks before WrestleMania. No build. No nothing. Just, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to give Charlotte a title shot. Here you go. And we find this out as Becky Lynch is cutting a promo on Charlotte, saying that she's undeserving. She's handed everything. Yada, 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 yada. So Charlotte comes out and she's like, undeserving, handed everything. What?
The key phrase was, what is she bringing to the table?
And the answer is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because Becky's talking about, you know, Ronda, how Ronda's burning the title. The fans really want to see Becky and Ronda, but they don't want to see Charlotte. That Charlotte should have nothing to do with this. She's not bringing anything valuable. And Becky's just not. It's like the fans aren't interested in Charlotte. Becky's not interested in Charlotte. She shouldn't even be here, but she is. So they're going to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte then quasi-interrupts because her music hits and she comes out for her match. And Becky's like, see? See? And she just walks off. So I don't know why they did this. I'm sure there's a very good reason, so I'm not going to get terribly mad. But essentially what happened is you had Charlotte versus Asuka for the title 2 weeks before WrestleMania, and Charlotte submits Asuka with the figure eight, and Charlotte becomes your new women's champion on SmackDown.
Before you go any further, I have one thing to say. Points!
Yay!
Anyway.
So yeah, so there was a ton of internet outrage. I had to laugh when the SmackDown women's roster was tweeting about it because everybody's like, well, what WTF? That was a thing. Nobody was really happy about it. Asuka certainly wasn't happy about it. So, yeah.
Here's where the outrage started. It was announced late last week. Or it may have been on SmackDown last week. I think it was middle of the week last week they announced this. They put it out on social media. That it was going to be a fatal four-way with Carmella, Naomi, Mandy, and Sonya, with the winner getting a shot at Asuka for the title. That matchup got canceled in favor of Charlotte and Asuka for the championship. So that's where some of the whelps and all the SmackDown roster are getting very upset about it.
And rightfully so. I mean, you go from potentially going for the title to nothing. Because as far as anybody knows, there is no Women's Battle Royale at Mania this year. So that's not going to be a thing. So your only match for the women on the show, granted it is the main event, is Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte with the two titles involved, because I think the SmackDown women's title is now going to be on the line in the main event with Charlotte defending her title. So you have Ronda with hers, you have Becky with her, Charlotte with hers, and then there's Becky, who's not bringing anything, quote unquote, to the table.
Except being the winner of the Royal Rumble and that's her shot. I need to correct you. There are two women's matches on the show. There's the fatal four-way tag team championship match.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So that's eight other women on the show. Now we are up to 11 women on the show. Just pointing this out, doing numbers, now there are 11 women competing on WrestleMania. Probably the most that are, it's not in a battle royal.
Yeah. I agree with that. And that's awesome that there are 11 women, but it's like there's not, the Ovary Cup is not being defended this year.
No. It is not. And
if you don't know what the Ovary Cup is, look up the Battle Royal trophy from last year and tell me that does not look like a pair of ovaries and a female womb. Just tell me it doesn't look like that, and I will fight you vehemently about that.
So let's talk about this outrage. The internet's mad. They're doing Asuka wrong. But let's be real now. I want everyone to look into a mirror. And you look at the start time of WrestleMania. Pre-show, 5 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it ends around midnight. And everyone on the internet is going to complain about how long this show is, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And how many matches are on this show. Are you really upset that this show is going to be trimmed by one match?
It is a little wasteful that you're not going to have Asuka, or I should say a performer of Asuka's caliber, on WrestleMania, that you, rather than trying to come up with something for her, you instead take the title off of her, take her out of a potential match for WrestleMania where she's now going to sit on the bench, and you put the title on Charlotte. I think the outrage also comes in the fact that Asuka's title reign, since she won it, has been very one note. Like, she hasn't done a lot. They haven't really tried much with her. She's had it, and she's been a wonderful champion like she always is, but there's been nothing really to write home about this reign. And when you have someone that was so dominant for so long, eventually they do lose, and eventually you do have to cool them down and let everybody get, you know, over the fact that she's lost, and really over the idea that she's undefeated. You know, we all need to cool down from that. We all need to adjust to the idea that, yeah, Asuka can be beaten. But now I feel like that time has been pretty much met, if not overmet, and they need to start doing something with her again. And they're just not doing it. So I think a lot of that outrage is just coming from the fact that she's not going to be on WrestleMania.
No.
And that's a shame that she's not. Not to say that all the women shouldn't be on WrestleMania, because they absolutely should be. But someone on Asuka's level, the fact that she's not on Mania, that's a crime.
Now, here's the flip side to that. Talk about dominance, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. There's no one on her level.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all. Actually, no, there are people on her level. The problem is they're all busy together.
They're in the main event of WrestleMania. So, did they ever announce Asuka defending the title at WrestleMania? No.
It was assumed. It was assumed, and we all know what happens when you assume.
There you go. So, is she being screwed out of a matchup that was already on the show? No. It was never announced for the show. Does it suck that she's not a part of it? Yes. Everyone a month ago complained about Mandy Rose and Asuka having a match together, correct?
Yes.
Did everyone complain when it was going to be Lacey Evans versus Asuka?
I don't think it was everyone, but I know people complained.
People were complaining about it. That's the problem. And that's where SmackDown has taken a hit right now. Because for the last year, it's been Becky, Charlotte, and Asuka, along with Carmella, in the title picture. And the undercard has not been built up for them to have a quality opponent ready for WrestleMania. You've taken your two top SmackDown talents, kept them on SmackDown, made them feature performers on SmackDown, and are having them challenge for the Raw Women's Championship. That hurt your SmackDown division, but that was their plan. Putting the belt on Charlotte is no disrespect to Asuka, because it didn't matter who it was. Whether Naomi had it, Mandy had it, Asuka had it, Sonya had it, Carmella, whoever it was, belt was going to Charlotte. Because the matchup they tried to come up with for SmackDown did not equal the level for WrestleMania.
Oh no, I don't disagree with that at all.
So people need to realize this and look in a mirror sometimes, go, maybe, just maybe, it's okay that they're not on the show, and need to remember, it's WrestleMania. You don't want a bad match on the show if you can avoid it. And with a show that's going to have 17 matches, and now maybe 16, it's okay. It's okay. And just look in the mirror sometimes, Internet. Talking directly to you, and just calm down. Look at the bigger picture. And it's not like, they're not mistreating Asuka. She should not quit. It's like, no, she's fine. She's in a great position. Because there's 11 other months of the year. Charlotte's going to need a challenger right after WrestleMania when she's left on SmackDown and Becky moves to Raw.
Yep, pretty much. And also, I mean, let's not forget, the Superstar Shakeup is coming. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a great time for them to rebalance the rosters, to adjust people accordingly, and do what they need to do so you can have Asuka potentially move, or you can move people over for Asuka to feud with. I think it's just more what it was one, it's 2 weeks before WrestleMania. That's always a hot button. Two, I think people are tired of Charlotte as getting that title, of having that title. I think there just has not been enough space between her and the last reign for anybody to really want it. To want to see her with that title. I think that's really what it is, because it's like, oh God, she got it again. And just the really sort of, she didn't earn it, she didn't do anything for it. They just literally gave her a match and she won, which, okay, fine, she sees the opportunity, good for her. But there was nothing that led to the match. There was absolutely zero story. She just went out there and lost the title. And I think that's what people were upset about, you know, along with her being taken off of Mania. But there's a lot here to be, that I can see people getting angry about, because it's like, one, you put the title on Charlotte. There's absolutely no build, no story, no nothing. It's like, instead of, you know, peaking the Ronda story too early, you could have had Charlotte and Asuka maybe doing a little mini feud and sort of swerving people in terms of, well, is it going to be Charlotte and Asuka? Or is it going to be Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda? You just don't know. So the fact that they didn't do that feels a little lazy. It's like, you could have been booking that this entire time, and you just didn't.
Because this was a last-minute decision. Because...
Oh, I know.
They couldn't come up with the match for SmackDown. And that's hard. Again, you have 17, 16, 15, whatever amount of matches on the show. Sometimes things get lost in the shuffle of things. And that's where the SmackDown Women's Championship has gone lately. Again, because the undercard is not as strong as it needs to be, and because they're young, growing talent. And that's the key. Mandy, Sonya, Iconics, Lacey, young, growing talent that are not on Asuka's level because she was undefeated for 2.5 years. It's a struggle. Like, say Naomi was champion and you went Naomi and Mandy, they're on the same level. They're very close, you know what I mean? In terms of stature. Mm-hmm. Asuka and Mandy, as we saw at Fastlane, not there yet. So you can't, it has to all balance out. I understand the outrage, but I also look at the WrestleMania card and go, I'm okay. And I can see into the future and everyone's just going to be fine.
Yeah, it's all going to be fine. Like, everybody's going to be okay. I think it's just, there's a lot going on here with this. And in what has been a really stellar build for the women in terms of the Raw Women's Championship, they've just, it feels like they've just tossed the SmackDown title away. That's all. That's what I'm saying. And I mean, I get it. They've cut a match off the show. That's great because in a show where there are 16 matches, it's going to be 5 hours long. It's like, we're all going to be really tired by the end of it. So it's like, you know, one less match. Yay. You know, but could they have cut another match off and tried to come up with something for Asuka, even if you have one of the NXT girls challenger?
But then again, the top NXT women are competing in a big match. So it's like, you can't.
But the fact that you can't find someone for her, that also says a lot. It's like, y'all need to have, again, it's y'all don't have the stars that you need to backfill your roster.
You do, but you put Bayley and Sasha in a tag. You put Natty in a tag.
Yeah. So it's now's the time to start building that next level.
Right. Let's think about it. Becky, Charlotte, Asuka, Ronda, there's 4. Bayley, Sasha, that's 6. You're at 6. There's 6 people right there. There's your top 6 talents. And they're all busy, except for Asuka. So your top 5 talents are busy. So it's like 7, 8, and 9 need to be raised up a level. And they will. You had Ember Moon. Ember probably would have been a great challenger, but she got hurt.
Yeah.
Because you could have, in an instance, you could have traded her to SmackDown and went, boom, here's an easy match to do, but she's hurt. It's like, everything will be fine. Patience? Internet?
It's all going to work out.
Patience.
And I mean, honestly, you don't know what's going to happen. You could have Asuka show up and screw Charlotte. You don't know. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. But it'll be fine. It'll be great. And you know what? After WrestleMania, they'll pick right back up and they'll keep going. And I'm sure Asuka will be right where she deserves to be.
So there you go.
There you go. So I think that does it for our show. What do you think?
That was the SmackDown Throwdown. That was a mini discussion right there. Yes, that does it for us. All right. So here's the dealio. Check out the Rock Kick Show Reviews Total Bella Season 4, Episode 10, the season finale, now available. You can check out the Rock Kick Show Reviews, the WWE Greatest Rivalries, and the WWE Official Cookbook. Both of those Rack Extras, now available. On Tuesday, you can check out the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. That'll be available at 10:31 p.m. Eastern Time.
10:31?
Yeah, because the show ends at 10:30. So a minute later, bam, it's available for people to listen to. Got it, everyone? There you go. We will be back next Thursday, live, 10 p.m. Eastern, to do the NXT TakeOver preview and a WrestleMania preview. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio. Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such great debates as Simpsons characters. Yes, we're doing Troy McClure stuff this Saturday night on the Greater Than Great Debate on CB Radio. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Greater Than Great Debate.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will be back to preview WrestleMania. Monday night is the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can follow us on social media at Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Get us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, at The Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Follow and subscribe, and use creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. All right. So.
All right, you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LANSWRD. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Like he said, we will be live again next week, previewing WrestleMania NXT. We're going to talk all about it. It should be a super duper fun show. Should be a long show. So everybody, feel free to check that out when we're available next week. But till then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. This has been The Rack on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll see you later. Bye. We'll
WildTalkRadio.com.